Item number B, second and final reading of ordinance tax rate for tax year 2016, fiscal year 2017. Second and final reading of ordinance of the City of Bryan, Texas, fixing the tax levy of the City of Bryan, Texas for the taxable year 2016 at .629990 per $100 of assessed valuation. Entertain a motion.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. Discussion. We need a roll call.
Yes, sir, you do.
Okay. Councilmember Simek? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Councilmember Hardeman?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Pena?
Yes.
Councilmember Sons?
Aye.
Mayor Bayinski? Aye. Demoted myself. Passes unanimously. Item number C, consideration ratification of tax rate. Consider ratification of the property tax rate of .629990 per 100 assessed value to provide property tax revenues in support of the fiscal year 2017 budget.
Move for approval.
Motion?
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? This just requires a majority vote. Okay.
Mayor, got a question, Mayor.
Council members?
I just have a statement to the viewing public and the people who are here today. That Councilman Sutherland is able to be here because he had surgery today, so that's why he's missing this meeting. Thank you, Mayor.
No, my question was, when's the last time that the property values did not raise?
Last time the property values what?
Weren't raised, because we've been adopting the same tax rate because we had an increase in property valuation.
Right. I believe in 2013 and 2014 we actually adopted a lower rate.
But the valuations have gone up every year. Rates been about the same.
And I'm talking about this.
Joe, do you recall a time when valuations went down? I know valuations decreased dramatically from in the 2011-12 time frame, but I don't know that they ever decreased overall from year to year.
Some years they
won't
stay. Say again? Some years they just
stagnant.
Stagnant, yes. That's during those years they were fairly flat.
Typically, some properties might get decreased during a particular year for a particular reason. You know, something happened that caused individual properties. I don't think the average has ever gone down citywide. And in addition to the tax, the valuation, the total value of taxable property goes up whenever there's new construction done. So it's hard to separate, okay, the increased total valuation, how much of that's new construction, and how much is an increase in value on existing properties.
Okay.
All right, any other questions?
I would also, I guess a lot of our tax base and tax is based on oil, on the oil industry, and when the oil slumps, I guess we do see it in revenues.
Yes, and it wasn't a majority. I mean, it was a big number. I'm not sure what that number was, but when it fell, luckily it was during a time last year or 2 years ago when fiscal was able to factor that into the budget, and they did, and that was the reason that we were able to stay in budget because we anticipated those oil revenues decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very small number. 30 million out of 4.5 billion.
So it's actually a good sign that our revenues have gone up with the state of the oil industry.
It hasn't been
the last 6 months or so.
Yeah,
it's good that we have.
Our revenues don't depend on oil and gas. That's true.
Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Any other business to come before the council, Mr. Register?
Nope.
Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Firefighters, thank you for being here. Audience, thank you. Meeting is adjourned.